date for Wednesday, November 5th, 2008. Got some WEC 36 coverage as well as a recap of this week's episode of The Ultimate Fighter tonight. But first to the WEC show, this was Uriah Faber defending his featherweight belt in the main event against unheralded Mike Brown. Just a strange show tonight. First off, starting with the fact that, at least in my cable company, and I know I spoke with Matt Pelkey as well, down in Atlanta, the same, they had on Versus listed a best of knockouts for WEC from 7 to 8 Central Time, and the fights were going on during that time, and they had the live event scheduled from 8 to 10, and the event ended up going from 7 to just past 9 Central Time, so I'm sure many people missed the first hour of the show. I happened to be watching it and happened to realize that it was at 7 to get my coverage up, but I know many people probably missed it, and they missed 3 of the 5 fights. And, you know, it, like I said, it was kind of a strange show. The 2 middleweight bouts before the supposed to be title, non-title fight, were all newcomers to WEC, which is strange considering their middleweight division will not be there at the end of the year, but we get 3-time NCAA wrestling champion Jake Rocholt taking on Nissen Osterneck in the first bout. Rocholt took a ton of punishment in this fight when they were standing, and then had total domination on the ground. Plain and simple. And by weathering the barrage in the second round, he was able to get Osterneck back to the ground and just punish him with fights, or with punches, and nonstop punching and just a barrage of abuse until the ref had to step in and stop it in the second round. It wasn't a good fight. It was really sloppy on the feet. Osterneck definitely had the advantage on the feet. Rocholt took a ton of punishment, didn't know how to defend against most of the stand-up from Osterneck. But once he was able to shoot in, Osterneck didn't have any answer for his ground game. He was able to hold off from getting mounted until the end barrage, and he was able to kind of not allow Rocholt to get complete control, but Rocholt had body control for the entire time he was on the ground, and looked good in doing so, but he's still very, very raw. Long way to go if he's going to be fighting in the UFC in the middleweight division, but with that wrestling background, you know, he's got the background there to be able to do something once he gets the other parts of his game up there. Next up, we had a featherweight bout between Jens Pulver and Leonard Garcia. And we had Jens Pulver getting knocked out at 112 of the first round. This was a quick moving fight, and Garcia caught a shot square to Pulver's jaw that kind of rocked him, and he was shaken up a bit, kind of shook his head off, and Garcia came, and he's got some heavy, heavy hands for a 145-pounder, and he just threw a couple of nasty bombs to Pulver on the cage. And that was all she wrote. 112 of the first round, Jens Pulver gets knocked out. Very surprising with what happened in the main event, that after that 5-round war with Uriah Faber back in June, that we got what we got out of Pulver and Faber tonight. Another set of middleweight debutees, David Avalon and Aaron Simpson. You know, they kind of had a quick exchange with no one landing anything, and then they come in for another one. Simpson ducks down and puts all he has into an overhand right and just squarely caught Avalon on the jaw. Good knockout. And he added a couple of punches in there before the ref came in to stop it that were unnecessary, because it was very clear that Avalon was out from the one punch, It's a one-punch knockout. He went down 18 seconds of the first round. So a good showing for Simpson. We didn't get to see if he has anything other than that. I mean, he joked and said he's only been training for a year. He said he added a second dimension to his wrestling with that knockout, and maybe he'll get the third with some jiu-jitsu. We came to what was supposed to be the middleweight championship bout between Paulo Filho and Chael Sonnen, and this may have been... This is up there with the worst fights I've ever seen. It was just absolutely awful. First off, disappointing as all hell that Filho came in overweight as champion. Completely unacceptable to not make weight to defend your title. And something, some more action needs to be taken than to have the fight and not allow... the challenger a chance at that title because the champion can't make weight. If anything, that's grounds for being stripped of a title if you can't make weight to defend it. And you know, in the pre-fight comments, Paulo said that he was extra motivated because of Sonnen's reaction to him not coming in when at the correct weight, and Sonnen was all emotional about swearing to his father on his deathbed that he'd win the world title. And he had this big motivation coming in there, and this was just the first round. You know, Filho shot in a couple of times, Sonnen sprawled, kept it off, but Filho didn't try to advance anything, held onto a single leg when Sonnen was sprawled for what seemed like half the round. Then dropped to his back, and Sonnen was content to just kind of grab an ankle and try to avoid any up kicks that Filho wasn't really throwing, and maybe throw a couple of punches here and there. Wasn't doing anything. Crowd was not liking it. It's just an awful round. They picked it up a bit in the second, but, you know, Paulo was just way off in this fight. There was something seriously not right about him in this fight, and Sonnen didn't really make him pay much. Had a nice little spot here with Filho jumping onto Sonnen trying to pull guard or do something. I'm not 100% sure. He should have backed out when he didn't have him down and didn't have any real position on him, but he kind of held on to him, wrapped around his body, and allowed Sonnen to slam him down onto the canvas. You know, Sonnen was smart in this round in getting him down and allowing him to get back up instead of letting him stay on his back, kind of kicking out. And then we get to round three, and he goes back to what he was doing in the first round and allowing Filho just to drop to his back and kind of lightly kick. And Sonnen did nothing more than lightly jab at Filho in this third round until there was about 15 seconds left and he came in with a knee and hit some shots, but the crowd started a loud bullshit chant, and rightfully so. This is an awful, awful fight. Really not a good showing for either of them if they're looking to get a job in the UFC following the folding of WEC's middleweight division. Neither of them did themselves any favors with this fight. It was just really, really awful. And then our main event, featherweight championship. You got the featherweight phenom and the California kid Uriah Faber taking on Mike Brown, who basically, you know, virtual unknown. He got a good record coming into this, good experience, and he's obviously earned a title shot to get here. And this was another just weird fight. Faber got himself kind of tossed around a bit and on the cage, and he kind of bounced on it and tried to throw an elbow, a back elbow, blindly at Brown. And Brown swung a right, caught Faber on the jaw, dropped him down, got on to his back and started throwing punches from under Faber to get him into the face and from the sides, and just kept throwing and kept throwing and kept throwing until the ref stepped in, and Mike Brown is your new featherweight champion for WEC. You know, Brown said in his post-fight interview, he just needs to perform like he does in training, and he can beat anyone. He said, people don't know who I am, but I'm good. And he got emotional talking about his family and friends, and, you know, Faber graciously said, you know, he got caught, but, you know, he loves life and he'll be back. It's only his second loss, obviously. And, you know, he's got a long career ahead of him, but he was swinging wildly in this fight, and I just very, very strange show, to say the least, in here. You know, and it's really tough when a lot of people may not have seen anything other than the Filio Sonnen fight and the Faber Brown fight, when you see how bad that was, and this is definitely not one of WEC's best efforts, but strange show, to say the least. And then Ultimate Fighter was on tonight as well, after last week's boring fight between Vinny and Jules Boucher, with Vinny picking up the submission victory, we get back to the lightweight division, and this week we got Philippe against Dave Kaplan, and more of the escalation of pranks in the house, leading this week into bodily fluid, into the food. I'm not even going to go into it anymore. It's just, that's leading to excessive extremes when you've got a bunch of guys in a house together that can't watch TV and can't make phone calls and can only train and fight, and that's it. So it's an escalation of that whole mindset that these guys are in into doing disgusting pranks and things with that. And as for the fight itself, wow. Philippe's the real deal. You know, Mir was talking up Dave Kaplan the whole time. Dave Kaplan was talking up Dave Kaplan the whole time in this show. And, you know, Philippe impressed me in his prelim bout. He impressed me even more in this one. Using his reach advantage to get in some shots, he went on a 5-6 punch flurry that dropped Kaplan. He got on him, landed some more shots. Kaplan gave up his back, and he quickly hooked in a rear naked choke to get the victory here. The interesting thing to come out of this will be what if any backlash might come to Junie Browning and his basically assistance of Philippe. He gave some inside knowledge from training as he was upset from earlier in the show of Kaplan not wanting to adequately partner up and train with Junie, as well as the others on his team, and Junie having issues with Kaplan. But, you know, Dana White said following this fight that Philippe reminded him of a young George St. Pierre, and, you know, he's got a ton of talent. You know, he looks a lot more polished and a lot more skilled than a lot of the guys that were on last season of The Ultimate Fighter. And, you know, he's just going to continue to get better, and that's kind of scary. He is good, and I can't wait to watch him fight again. Well, that's what I've got for you today here on the Torch Audio Update. Be sure to check out two new Jason Bent columns, one on Paulo Filho failing to make weight, and another on the Chris Leben steroid scandal and his subsequent suspension this past week from failing his drug test out of UFC 89. But that's what we got for you today. We'll be back with more coverage as we go on this week, as well as next week. We are less than 2 weeks away from UFC 91. Lesnar versus Couture, so we will have plenty of coverage here on the Torch as we get closer to that day. So stay tuned, and keep checking us out here. This is Jamie Pennock signing off.